This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. Arkansas State University's campus in Mexico is in its second year. During a recent meeting of the ASU Board of Trustees, Vice Rector Dr. David Ray gave an update on how things were going. After that meeting, I caught up with Dr. Ray and we talked about ASU Querétaro.
I think it's fair to say every semester it gets better. You know, we just started our fourth semester. We have more students. The number of students succeeding is a much higher percentage. The number of students on probation is much, much lower. Everything is getting better. You know, part of that is when you're doing a startup, there's some things you don't anticipate. So you have some surprises, and we've had some, and we're learning from them. I was just saying a little bit earlier, you know, the world is changing very, very rapidly. You know, college students know that, especially in technology. Universities change very slowly. I love universities. I spent my entire adult life in them, and they have great traditions. But they're slow to change, and in a rapidly changing world, it's harder for universities to keep up. What's great about ASU-CQ is we're brand new. We're brand new. So it's our first semester ever. Then it's our first second semester ever. And we're now in our first fourth semester ever. And I can say with great confidence, every semester we're improving what we're doing because we're learning from experience.
I know you've had a lot of challenges you've been going along, but what are some of the things you've been learning as you've been kind of going along, maybe to address some of the surprises that have come up?
I think what I'm learning is how different Mexican higher education is, and probably higher education in most countries, from the American experience of higher education. I think we take for granted what our kids gain from coming to a university. Mexican kids live at home when they go to college. The faculty are not full-time, they're hourly. So the faculty come in, teach, and leave the campus. The notion that you can have faculty living in the same community with you, willing to talk to you and help you at meals or evening, that's all quite new. I also think we have an advisory council of business CEOs in the greater Querétaro area, really impressive, important people, International Harvester, General Motors, Canadian companies, German companies. When they come to talk to us, they say they want Mexican college graduates to have the characteristics of American college graduates. And the first thing they say is discipline. You know, they show up. You know, they take the job seriously. They understand that if you miss a deadline, that has consequences. Now, we don't, I think, appreciate that we teach that in the United States. But when you see it in other places, it's new. I was talking to a mom of one of our fourth semester students who's very much a believer in the project, and she said her son has become so mature and so independent by being in an American university. Now, the fact that she's on campus talking to the rector would suggest to me, you know, he's not that independent yet, but here are the three examples she used of how mature her son has been. At the end of a meal, he brings his plates to the kitchen. He doesn't depend on his muchacha, which would be the maid. And whenever you say that in Mexico, that line gets a laugh. For the upper middle class Mexican, not depending on help is becoming mature, becoming independent. And the third thing she said was, he even knows how to take a bus. So for upper middle class Mexican kids, what happens at A-State all the time is quite new and quite different.
I know that's one of the things you said. You have two cultures on the campus. I think you said this really good at the board meeting. I'm trying to remember exactly how you said it, but we have just some of those things that you're going through, but we have two languages and two cultures, but you're one campus.
We are one campus, and our degrees are valid both in the United States and in Mexico. You know, we're a location of A-State Jonesboro. We aren't even a branch campus. So our curriculum is exactly Jonesboro's curriculum. Our majors teach the exact same classes as Jonesboro. Our instruction is all in English. But we're also accredited in Mexico. So our degrees are valid in both nations, and I think we're the first place where that's true. But it is, you know, by design, we have two languages, two cultures, two educational systems, all on one campus. And I think that's our strength. But it's also kind of a surprise sometimes when the cultures aren't quite consistent.
Tell us about, you're in phase two, is that correct?
We have just begun phase two. For those who don't know the background, The university is phase one of a planned model city, and the university campus is supposed to be the anchor for further developments, a residential neighborhood, a commercial district, an industrial park. So if you come to see our campus or look online, it's pretty amazing. There are 10 brand new buildings, state-of-the-art laboratories, student union dormitories. Next to the campus now, we have just begun phase two, which is a high-end residential neighborhood. And they put in the main road to the entrance and the infrastructure at the front of each lot. This summer, they will start selling lots. Next summer, they start construction, and they hope to transfer title 2 years from now. So there'll be a residential neighborhood right next to the campus. After that, a commercial area and then an industrial park.
How has this university campus impacted the community of Querétaro itself?
I think in two quite different ways. For the industrial and business community, it has been very positively received. We have an enormous amount of support from the 1,200 international businesses that are in the Querétaro area. Querétaro, for those of your listeners who don't or aren't familiar with it, is a booming city, about 2 million people, a little bit north of Mexico City, about 2 hours north of Mexico City. Not only do we have business partners on campus like General Motors, CCSW was just on campus. That's the Jiffy Lube people, huge international company, and they literally want us to expand our mechanical engineering program to include a field called tribology, which is engineering of lubrication. And they were willing to help us hire a new faculty member and to talk about building new labs for us on our campus. In the educational community, I think we have competitors. You know, there are people who are afraid of losing their students to us, and so they watch us closely, which is healthy. You know, if we make a mistake, it gets magnified. But, you know, when Andre Pisani, this electrical engineer I was quoting, when he says we're the one transformative university in Mexico, that's a really positive thing for people who want to transform Mexico. For people who benefit from the status quo, not so much. I mean, we are disruptive. And that's part of the design. Sure. Mexico is at a very interesting place historically. And one of the most exciting things about our program is we have some very, very strong students. Now, we are hoping to encourage exchanges, so some of our students come to Jonesboro and some Jonesboro students come to Querétaro. And that begins in August.
And that's what I was going to ask about, how both of those campuses could work together in those exchanges for in the future. How do you see that happening, and how could that benefit both campuses?
Well, I think initially, for example, if we are able to build tribology labs in mechanical engineering, and I know the new dean of engineering at Jonesboro is excited about that, then Jonesboro's mechanical engineering majors can come to Querétaro for a lab experience they might not be able to get there. Jonesboro also has international business majors. International business is what Querétaro is all about. I mean, our students are becoming bilingual because they want to be global citizens and global players. There's a lot of agribusiness in Querétaro. Just as, you know, I think the greatest thing I saw in Jonesboro was the Institute of Biosciences, where you have all this high-end plant science research. We have huge agricultural industries around the campus. So the possibility of interaction is almost unlimited. I mean, the potential and the opportunities are huge. The challenge always is to try to fulfill them. And you know, we're new. Like a lot of universities, we don't have the funding we wish we had. Mm-hmm. So what we're having to do is prioritize. So we don't get everything done we should do every day, but we try to get some major things done. It's a really exciting time, and I would encourage all your listeners to look at our website or certainly just come on down. It's not that far.
That's Dr. David Ray, who's the Vice Director for ASU Querétaro in Mexico. More information can be found on our website at kasu.org. I'm Jonathan Reeves for A-State Connections.